Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This week, Pardes is bringing Tu Bishvat to you. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hatton in Jerusalem, and welcome to our Pardes podcast series on Tu Bishvat, the birthday of the trees. Over the course of the next five podcasts, we will have an opportunity to learn about five different trees in the Hebrew Bible. In the land of Israel, the tree most popularly associated with Tu Bishvat is the almond or the shkedia. A children's song by Yisrael Doshman with music written by Menashe Ravina captures the mood. Tu Bishvat is the holiday of the trees in this song, and sure enough, when the almond trees blossom in January, they provide us with a sight which is remarkable. In the midst of the rainy season, while the landscape is still dormant and barren, the almond tree bursts into blossom, covered with thousands of innumerable flowers, pink and white. Busily the bees collect the pollen. The blossoming of the almond tree announces the eventual arrival of springtime. By July or August, the fruit of the almond tree, really the seed within the fruit, will be ripe and ready for consumption. Throughout the Mediterranean region, the almond tree is associated with the onset of springtime, along with them to present to the viceroy. He describes the gift as being mizimrat haaretz, from those things which speak to the song or the praise of the land. He advises them to take me'at tzori u'me'at divash, nechot valot, botnim ushkedim, some balm and some honey, gum, ladanum, pistachio nuts, and almonds. The patriarchs and matriarchs were active in about 1700 BCE, indicating that the almond has a 4,000-year history in the land of Israel of being a tree that elicits song and that elicits praise. In a much later moment, as the destruction of the first temple looms, the word of God will come to Jeremiah. In a vision, Jeremiah will be presented with the branch of an almond tree. "What do you see, Jeremiah?" God asks in chapter 1 of the book. Jeremiah responds, "I see a branch of an almond tree. The Lord said to me, 'You have seen right. Ki shoked ani al divari la asoto.' I am watchful to bring my word to pass," is the English translation. But the Hebrew word shoked is a verb form of shaked or almond. The verb form indicates that which will come to pass quickly and imminently, because it is the almond blossom that appears before all of the others. Celebrated example, perhaps, in the Torah occurs in the context of the rebellion of Korach in the book of Numbers, chapter 16 and 17. Korach attempts to undermine the leadership of Moshe and Aharon, claiming, "Kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, all of the congregation is holy." Although his rebellion fails, the discontent continues to simmer. Finally, God tells Moshe to collect a staff from each of the chieftains of the tribes, one each, 12 staffs and in all, each one inscribed with the name of the chieftain. Aaron's name is inscribed on the staff of the tribe of Levi. Moshe places the staffs in the temple of meeting, in the Mishkan. The next morning, when Moshe arrives, there the staff of Aharon of the house of Levi had sprouted. Vayotze ferach, vayatzet tzitz, vayigmol shikedim. It had brought forth sprouts, produced blossoms, and borne almonds. Chapter 17 of Numbers, verse 21. And clearly, the people understand the implication. Aharon has been chosen to be God's priest. The commentaries are intrigued by the sign provided by the blossoming staffs. Why was it almonds in particular that were chosen to indicate Aharon's election? Rashi reads the matter in a rather ominous fashion. Rashi comments, why did it bring forth almonds? Because it is a fruit that blossoms earlier than all the other fruits. So too, the punishment of him who sets himself in opposition to the constituted priesthood comes quickly, just as we find stated in the case of Uzziah. For Rashi, as for us, the almond blossom is about speed. The staff of Aharon blossoms in order to indicate that whoever opposes him, such as Korach and his cohort, will be speedily punished. It is Chizkuni, a commentary that follows Rashi, that will provide an alternative reading. The Chizkuni, Chizkiah bar Manoach, was a French rabbi. He lived in the 13th century. And often his commentary is an elaboration of Rashi or a defense of Rashi. But in this particular instance, Chizkuni provides a reading in contrast to Rashi. Whereas Rashi sees the almond blossom as a symbol of imminent punishment, the Chizkuni sees something else entirely. He relates, throughout history, the priests were lauded for the eagerness with which they performed their duties. They were cited as examples of such eagerness. The blossoming of the almond tree was an allusion to the eagerness with which the priests descended from Aaron would perform their duties. Chizkuni and Rashi both agree that the almond tree is an expression of eagerness or speed. But for Rashi, it is more in the vein of Jeremiah's vision, a punishment which will be quickly visited on those that oppose the priesthood. For Chizkuni, it is a positive and optimistic vision. The priests, descendants of Aharon, will be expected to perform their duties with enthusiasm, just as the almond tree enthusiastically blossoms before any of the other trees in the land of Israel. As we leave the almond tree behind, we take Chizkuni's reading with us. Even though the winter is long and difficult, even though life is sometimes difficult, we still look forward to hopeful days with optimism and with strength. And we rise in the morning to a brighter day and enthusiastically engage with life's challenges and life's blessings as well. We will see you next time.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty, and a big thanks to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in every day to stay on track with your learning, and visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about other ways to learn with Pardes.